Colts Training Camp is presented by the Indy Star and sponsored in part by Bud Light.
Good morning. Great to see everybody. Glad everybody's out here. Just finished, obviously, our third walkthrough. As everybody knows, today's first day in pads. You got to go in shorts first 2 days, so everybody's chomping at the bit. We know what a lot of these guys can do, the guys that we've had on the team, from a physical standpoint, pad standpoint, how they carry their pads, how they play behind their pads, those type of things. But we got a lot of new faces, we got a lot of young guys. And so players are eager, coaches are very eager to see how these guys perform in pads and see who's going to knock somebody off the ball and who's going to get knocking back up front. And what we tell them is, you know, we want to be competitive but not combative. We've got to take care of each other, so we don't want to certainly lose anybody just because we got the pads on. You got to learn how to practice in pads, and we'll stress that big time.
Chuck, teams have already lost key players around the league at this point. Talk a little bit more about how you're going to hope to prevent that here.
You know, some of those are just freak deals, you know. Some guys are just snake bit. You look at a guy like, Ben Isolano, who comes out first day last year at this time. We were hit hard last year. You know, we lose Brandon the first game. Ben comes out. He's pass setting on air, you know, and blows out a knee, unfortunately. So we're going to do our guys are going to do a great job. Our coaches are going to do a great job. Again, we're going to make it competitive, but we're going to be smart, you know, so we don't lose anybody.
Check in and see. Today. Is he missing?
Yeah.
Can you explain?
Proud new papa.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
proud new papa, and congratulations to Antoine and his significant other. Brand new baby girl. Text me early this morning. They induced last night and had the baby early this morning. Little girl. And 5 pounds, 19 inches. Didn't give me any ounces, so. We got our newest cheerleader, our new Colts cheerleader. So, congratulations to him, and that's awesome.
You got all the information. What's the name?
He texts me it, but it's okay. Escaped me. So I don't. Begins with an S. It's a really pretty name. I know that.
Made an impression with you.
No, he told me don't give that out. Probably wasn't even supposed to tell anybody. That he had been.
Griff Whalen's had a strong start to camp. What have you seen from him so far?
You know what? Just where he left off before he got injured in preseason last year. You know, he's a very, very consistent guy, cerebral guy, doesn't make mentals, knows how to line up, knows, you know, every intricacy of the offense, and so he's able to play fast, and he's got a great set of hands, you know. He doesn't drop any footballs, and he makes plays, so happy, you know, where he's at. Just got to keep him healthy and keep moving in the right direction.
Did Kobe Fleener have as good a practice to a trained eye like yours as he did to untrained eyes?
Yeah, you guys are seeing the same thing, you know, so now it's just consistency. If he can keep stacking practices like that on top of one another, keep stacking bricks, then what we talked about in the offseason about him moving forward and having the type of season in year two, building off of the first year, if he keeps practicing the way that he's practicing, he's going to have a great season. He's a mismatch. You know, he's a handful for these guys. And, you know, he's going to do better in the run game. We expect more out of him in the run game, and he knows that. We're going to ask him to do a little bit more heavy lifting, you know, in the run game. But certainly in the pass game, he's a mismatch.
You've got some special folks from Riley coming out today. Can you just talk about how important that is for you to continue to do things with them?
Well, it's an opportunity for our family, for our organization, for our team, you know, to give back, you know, and to serve. We talked about, you know, serving. We talk about self, and we talk about team. It's an honor to have those kids from Riley coming out here. Certainly, we all understand firsthand what they're going through, the battles that they're fighting, the strain that it is on their families, those type of things. So, we had them last year, and it's going to be awesome to have them out here again this year and just spend some time with them and. You know, they're an inspiration, you know, to us, you know, just to see them fight and how strong and come out here with smiles on their faces and the way they attack, you know, the bully that they're battling.
Chuck, with the pads today, in the past, not in this year yet, the players have to wear thigh and knee pads, but have you really had to force that on them in the past, or you just kind of let them wear what they want to wear?
No, I mean, nobody's ever worn them. You know, some guys wear them, you know, some guys don't. It's never been mandated. Now it's a league rule, you know, and so... We're going to be in pads nine times throughout the course of camp, full pads where they have to wear their pants, and so we're going to make them because they got to wear them in the game.
So you're going to make them do
it? They got to get used to it, so we're going to make them wear their thigh pads and their knee pads.
In this first week, what do you need to get done with this ball club?
Well, we need to get better every day. That's our number one goal. We're going to stick to the process, and individually, as a position group, offense, defense, and special teams, we want to get better every day. We don't want to take any steps backwards. You've got to fight the mental part of it. The physical part's hard. I told these guys this morning that they're never going to feel as good as they felt when they reported. They're never going to feel that way on February 2nd, okay? It's just how football is. And so from a mindset standpoint, from a mentality standpoint, they have got to fight that, you know, and they've got to be able to push themselves through, and we just want to get better every day. Got in late last night, having a physical this morning, should be here sometime this afternoon, we're hoping.
Coach, how much growth have you seen in T.Y. Hilton this year?
Oh, I mean, just coming off of the off-season program, the OTAs and mini camp, and how he started camp already. That guy's a freak, you know, and I'd hate to be the guy on the opposite side of the ball. I know our defensive guys, you know, make sure they know where he's at all the time. He just keeps growing and growing and growing. You can see his confidence level. I mean, this game is so easy to him. He is so smart. He has put so much time in, not only, you know, in the weight room, on the practice field, working his craft, but in the classroom, you know, and he understands what's going on. He knows exactly where to line up. He knows every call. And so he's fast. But when you're not thinking out there and you can play as fast as he can play, you're going to make plays. So really impressed with his start and where he's going.
Is there a different sort of confidence in his defense this year and that they're moving around a little bit quicker?
You can see it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You can see that swagger coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, defensively, you know, you always, you know, every time you step on the field, you know, you expect greatness. You expect to make plays, create turnovers, stop the run, all those type of things. So I think going into year two, Mike, it's a natural progression that everybody feels more comfortable with the scheme. They feel more comfortable with their coaches, you know, terminology, all those things. Again, it's just like we talk with T.Y. Those guys understand where they're supposed to be. They know where their partner's supposed to be next to them. They understand the strengths and weaknesses of every call, and so they're able to play at a high level and play a lot faster than they did last year.
Coach,